podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from AHN Arena here at Peters Township as we have the WPIAL Class 2A Girls Basketball semifinal matchup between number 2 Winchester Thurston and number 3 Chartiers Houston. I'm Jason Tennant. Coach Eugene Briggs will be joining me here momentarily. This matchup tonight features the Winchester Thurston Bears, who picked up a victory over Bentworth in the first round, 67-13, and then defeated Burgettstown 59-20 to get to this semifinal matchup. On the other side, the Buccaneers of Chartiers Houston, the 3 seed, with a win over Southside 70-16 in the first round, went on to defeat Aliquippa in the quarterfinals by a score of 52-44. Stage is set. Number 2, Winchester Thurston. Number 3, Chartiers Houston, here from Peters Township's AHN Arena. Tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Green, Green County is something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters, backing the Lady Bucks. We're going to be back with more on the Visit Green pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Welcome back here to our Visit Green pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Jason Tennant, and joining me, I'll bring into the broadcast now, Coach Eugene Briggs. Coach, pleasant good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Jason. Thanks for having me here.
Great to have you along, and should see a really good basketball game here tonight. A lot on the line, of course, a trip to the Peterson Event Center and the WPIL Championship game, which will take place on Saturday. Both teams vying for the right to get to that game.
Well, I had the opportunity to see Winchester Thurston in person, did that game against Burgettstown. And they really have a couple spectacular players, and everything sort of goes around them. You got a shooter in Hollins that really has a great three-point stroke, and the Cochran girl became their all-time leading scorer. He's just a terrific athlete, all-around player. So those two will be the key for them. I think Chartier's a little more balanced maybe.
Yeah.
But those two are really terrific players that you have a tough time controlling.
You look at the the two teams' path to this game just in the postseason alone, Winchester Thurston really hasn't had much of a threat at all. No. I mean, they totally blew out Bentworth 67-13. They ended up defeating Burgettstown by 39 points. Chartiers had a big, big lopsided win in the first round, but they a little more tested in that second game against Aliquippa.
Yeah, and it helps in the playoffs. You really, as a coach, you don't like to have all those blowout games.
Right,
it's
right.
Hard to get the, you know, your timing down because everything just played so much slower.
These two teams actually did meet back on January 20th, as a matter of fact. That was a 60-41 win for the Bears of Winchester Thurston. What do you think Chartiers Houston has to do to try to have a closer outcome this time around?
I think if you really want to control the game, the tempo maybe needs to slow down. You need to sort of control and try to deny those two ball players the ball. If you get up and down, especially with the Hess girl on the open floor, it's hard to cut her off. I mean,
yeah.
You'll just see tonight, quick off her feet, quick bounce. Athletically a tough matchup, so you might need to slow that pace down a little bit.
The Bears of Winchester Thurston, 20-3 on the season. That's their overall record. They were undefeated in Section 4, the champions of Section 4. Chartiers Houston was also an undefeated section champ, going 10-0 in Section 3. And their record, an identical 20-3 as they come into this ball game. So looking forward to a good one here from Peters Township's AHN Arena. We're going to step aside again. We're going to come back. We'll have the starting lineups here before too long as we get set for semifinal action here from Peters Township. The Visit Green pregame show on WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Back here at Peters Township's AHN Arena, Jason Tennant, Eugene Briggs with you here for the semifinal action. Take a look at the other side of the bracket here in the WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Girls Basketball Championships presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. The other side has the number 5 versus the number 1. Rochester is the 5th-seeded team. They were the team that beat Fort Cherry 47-39 on Friday night to get to their semifinal to take on the top seed out of Neshanic. Neshanic with wins over Brentwood and Laurel. Their last win, 67-29 over the Spartans of Laurel to get to that championship game. So the matchup on Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Peterson Event Center, will be the winner of the Neshanic-Rochester game versus the winner of tonight's matchup here between Winchester Thurston and Chartiers Houston.
Well, everything that I know, Neshanic seems to be the favorite overall. But these are two good ball clubs here tonight, so we'll see what happens. I did want to mention Chartiers is a little shorthanded tonight. Their number one fan is home not feeling well, and Mikey Lento. So, Mikey, I know you're listening there, and I think your support will carry over the airwaves. So, hope you feel better.
I love it. Feel better, Mikey, and hope you enjoy the broadcast tonight. And cheer on the Lady Bucks as we get set for action here from Peters Township's AHN Arena. It's a doubleheader tonight as well, but we're not seeing. Sometimes they get the the doubleheader consists of, you know, both semifinal matches where the winners are going to play each other. We're not seeing that here tonight. So,
yeah.
In fact, Elizabeth Forward boys will be coming up in the second game. And we're about to have our national anthem here from Peters Township's AHN Arena, so we will go ahead and step aside one last time on the Visit Green pregame show here on WJPA.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Set to go here from the AHN Arena, Peters Township. It will be the Chartiers Houston Lady Buccaneers taking on the Lady Bears of Winchester Thurston. Before we get to the lineups, the Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters wish the Lady Bucs the very best on this 2026 playoff run. Softball team is getting ready to chase another WPIL title. The football and boys basketball teams enjoy playoff seasons and appreciate the support of the entire Chartiers Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers to support all of the booster clubs. And let's go, Bucks. Starting five for the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers, 5'4 sophomore guard number 0, Sophie Pallone. 5'7 sophomore guard number 1, Mackenzie Walsh. 5'8 sophomore guard Ava Kolovich. 5'10 senior Allie Wingard. And a 5'8 sophomore forward, Aubrey Rosance. Head coach, Laura Monticalvo, assisted by Brad Scott and Frank Zabraski. For the Winchester Thurston Bears, they will go with 5'9 senior forward, Riley Tardy. 5'9 junior guard, Jasmine Hollins. 5'6 junior guard, Aaliyah Cooper. 5'6 junior guard, Jesse Kaufman. And 5'9 sophomore forward, Layla Young. Head coach, Brandy Barron. She's assisted by Anaya Stevenson and Barb Baldwin. So again, for the Bucks, it's Pallone, Walsh, Kolovich, Wingard, and Rosance. And for the Bears, Tardy, Hollins, Cooper, Kaufman, and Cochran. I got to apologize. I got one of those wrong. That's Deshae Cochran, who is the fifth starter, number 24. It is not Layla Young. She will be coming off the bench tonight, so I apologize there. It is Cochran who will be in the starting five for the Bears tonight.
And as you'll soon see, that's the one you don't want to forget about. Cochran, number 24, is quite the ball player. So let's see what goes on here.
It is Cochran to jump here to the start against Wingard, and it is the Bears who will start with possession here. They are going right to left as we see them here from our vantage point above the bleachers. Pass inside the paint. Couldn't be handled cleanly there by Cooper. Now maybe tied up here. Still tries to get a shot away. And they're going to call. Did they call an up and down there? Is that what he called?
It looks like 3 seconds to me.
Okay, 3 seconds. Thank you. Now the inbounds pass, and here come the Bucks the other way. Bounce pass here to the right wing. That's Rozance. Rozance going to go up top and find Wingard. Wingard on the dribble. Bounce pass, and now back outside it goes to Kolovic. Kolovic back out to Wingard again. Wingard hands it off now, and here's Walsh. Now coming the other way with Pallone and dribbling up to the top. Now tries to spin toward the elbow. Kicks it back out here as Kolovic. Just dribbles it back. Now stops the dribble and goes to Walsh on the left side.
Winchester plays a really aggressive and active man-to-man, and they're really doing a good job so far in this first possession.
Now trying to drive around. Scoop shot there. No good off the glass, and the rebound comes into the hands of Cochran.
Yeah, no, Cochran's listed at 5'8". She plays a lot taller than that. She's kind of long and lanky and pretty athletic.
Here is Cochran driving, and she's going to be fouled. They're going to catch Wingard on the block. Blocking foul, and that's, they're going to say, in the act of shooting. So to the line goes Deshae Cochran for two.
And that will be a tough matchup with her because she really could take it off the dribble, as you saw right there.
First shot for Cochran is up and bounces off the back rim. No good. We remain scoreless here. A minute and 18 seconds into the ball game. Second shot from Cochran is up, and that also rims out. Rebound for Wingard, and the Bucks have possession. Mackenzie Walsh goes left side. And this is Kolovic on the dribble. Trying to dribble right around the defender, Cooper, and then worked it out to the corner. Now back on the opposite side in the paint is Wingard. Drives in, lost the handle, and they're going to call a foul. The first foul was Wingard on Cochran. This is Cochran on Wingard, and they're going to put Wingard on the line for two.
You know, these couple possessions, getting these early calls is kind of surprising. Usually in these playoff games, it lets some of that contact go. So maybe they're just trying to tighten this up early. Not sure.
Wingard's first is good, so the Bucks have the first lead. It's 1-0. Second shot from Wingard. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes into the hands of Tardy. And Winchester Thurston plays up the floor. Cochran here on the left wing. She'll try a long two. That's no good. Rebound kicks out and is picked up eventually by Kaufman. Inside pass here to Cochran. She gets up off the glass. No good. Rebound is kicked around eventually into the hands of Cooper. She can't get the shot to go. And the rebound for Rozance.
The Bears were active on that possession there. Just couldn't get anything to fall.
Stolen away here by Cooper. She's past the defense. Cooper all the way to the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound and put back for Jasmine Hollins. And the first field goal of the ball game belongs to the Bears. They lead 2-1.
And that looked more like their style of play for what I saw earlier. They like to get that up and down and play some open floor basketball.
Rozance here on the right wing. Up top she goes to Walsh. Now we're on the left side now with Kolovic. Back up top to Pallone. Little handoff here for Walsh. Kicks it to the, tried to go to the corner. I don't know if maybe somebody signally should have zagged. Well, they got a tip ball, I guess, by the Bears. I lost that. Yeah. Lost sight of that ball with my computer screen. Sorry there, Coach.
Well, it's an interesting view being this far above everything. Usually we're down on the floor. Nice
and
shot.
A three is good from Ava Kolovic. Off the inbounds pass to the left corner, and she drains the three. 4-2, Chartiers Houston.
Early threes really help things. This is a player, number 20. If they let her square up, she can shoot from it. 25.
Tardy was wide. She went to the glass. She was smashed by Wingard. Comes Chartiers Houston. A long three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tracked down by Wingard. And now one extra pass down low to Rozance. She's able to scoop it up off the floor and get it back out of danger. Chartiers tries to reset, but now a pass from Walsh ends up out of bounds.
As you can see, I mean, Chartier's playing pretty well there, but Winchester makes it awfully difficult. They're so really active, even in their help defense, to get a lot of hands on the ball.
Jasmine Hollins dribbles up the floor for Winchester Thurston. One step inside the arc, Cochran can't hit the jumper. Rebound is a tie-up between Tardy and Wingard, and the possession arrow favors Chartier's Houston. So Kaufman.
Winchester's getting volume shooting so far, but they're just not going to get a lot of second opportunities.
Pass up ahead. And Kolovich spins once, but did she walk? They say a travel before the shot, so unforced error there turns it over to the Bears. Bears will bring it up the floor here with Jasmine Hollins. Hollins stops the dribble, looking for an outlet, goes to Cochran in the right corner. Back to Hollins for a three, no good, and the rebound is chased down by Kaufman. She'll try the three from the opposite side, and Kaufman hits it, nothing but net.
Yeah. Just sort of picked up on it defensively. Chartiers sort of has a little bit of a gadget defense going, trying to take away number 21. I don't know if they see her as the ball handler and trying to make the better players handle a little more, but we'll take a look and see how that plays out.
Was that not a three? School board has it at 4-4.
Looked like a three to me.
She was definitely beyond the arc, wasn't she?
Here's a, and I thought I saw the signal.
Yeah, shot taken by Pallone, no good from three-point land. Now Rosance with a jumper, and Rosance with the bucket. I have 6-5. School board says 6-4. We get a foul. Down low. This is going to be on Chartiers Houston. It'll put Winchester Thurston Cooper at the line. This is where I'd like to have that replay, Coach. I'd like to be able to see. I thought she was well beyond the arc.
I don't think there was any question there. I don't know if it's a technical mistake here or just we didn't see it.
Cooper gets the first to fall. Aaliyah Cooper at the free throw line. Second is up and good as well. Foul, by the way, was called on Sophie Pallone. And now a steal, but we get a jump ball. That's going to be Winchester Thurston basketball. So Chartiers Houston can't take advantage of a possession after the free throws, and now Winchester Thurston with the ball back.
So far, Chartiers looking better on offense, and Winchester playing better defense, just not making shots.
Hollins with the jumper from just inside the arc this time for sure, a two.
Definitely.
Wingard on the other end now. Chartiers Houston with possession. Walsh dribbling around and now hands off to Pallone. Pallone on the dribble. Gives it to Rosance. Rosance passes inside the paint. Finds Kolovich, but can't get the shot to go. And here comes Cochran on the other end, off the glass, and scores.
Jason, that's what I'm talking about, Cochran. She just sort of blew by everyone else on the floor there.
Speed certainly on display.
Yes.
10-6 is the score. At least that's what we'll call it for now. At the elbow, Kolovich spins to the baseline, tried to go underneath with a pass, and she was fouled. They're going to call that foul on the floor.
Chartier's doing a good job getting that ball in the lane against that tough defense and drawing some fouls, getting some shots up on the bucket.
Two fouls to each team so far. Inbounds pass goes to the top of the key here to Kolovich. Ava Kolovich on the dribble, hands it off to Walsh. Walsh kicks it to Wingard on the left wing. Rosance will try a three. That was blocked and into the hands of Hollins. Pass up ahead to Cochran. Right wing, Kaufman. Now to the elbow, it goes to Tardy. Can't get the jumper to go. And the rebound was a battle between Wingard, and we're going to get a travel as Cooper got possession but moved her feet. So the ball's going to be turned over to the Bucks.
Again, that transition game, they didn't score there, but you see how quickly they got that ball out there. So it's a little contrasting style. Chartiers, you know, operating, doing a good job in their half-court sets. Winchester trying to get out there in the open floor.
Inside 1:45 to play in this opening quarter. Rosance right wing goes cross-court over to Pallone. Pallone on the dribble here, defended by Kaufman. Now coming out to defend is Cooper. Hand off to Rosance. Top of the key, Wingard drives in, lost the handle, but scooped up there. Oh, nice little dish.
Nice job there.
Walsh picked up the bobbled basketball, found Wingard cutting to the basket, and she finishes the play. Cochran on the other end with a jumper, and Cochran with her second bucket of the ball game. 12-8 now in favor of the Bears with just over a minute to play in the opening quarter.
And then I keep talking about, like, on that move there, that's a guy-type move there, just so athletic and smooth.
Wingard made a defender miss, now drives all the way in, and she'll be fouled by Kaufman as she goes up with the shot. So Allie Wingard will go to the line for another couple of free throws. She was one of two on her first trip. That foul going to be called on Kaufman.
Wingard doing a really nice job moving without the ball, making herself available, getting Chartier some good inside look.
Wingard can't hit the first. She'll have another opportunity. And also misses on the second. Score stays 12-8. Down to 50 seconds to play. One step inside the arc. Hollins with a jumper, no good. Rebound is tipped into the hands of Chartier's Houston. And now here's Kolovich on the right wing. Kolovich on the dribble, 35 seconds on the clock. Hands it off. It's Walsh in traffic. Got it to Wingard in the paint. Wingard off the glass and in.
She's just doing a great job rolling off those screens, making herself available, getting some easy buckets there.
Kaufman, little head fake against Wingard, driving the baseline. Kaufman tries to go up top. It's picked off by Pallone with 13 seconds remaining. And they'll hand it to Walsh on the dribble, under 10. Walsh driving in. Into the paint, out to the corner. It goes to Wingard. She'll try to get a shot off. Now a shot taken, no good. And that is the way the quarter comes to an end. 12-10 the score in favor of Winchester Thurston here from the AHN Arena, Peters Township, on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
12-10, Winchester Thurston leads after one. I guess we'll just accept the fact that one that we thought was a three from Jesse Kaufman, apparently just a two, unless surely they would have noticed by now. So we'll go 12-10 as we start the second quarter, and the opening possession is for Chartiers Houston. Pallone up to Kolovich. Kolovich on the dribble. Dribbling against Cooper, and now a travel called.
Yeah. Just forced that a little too deep with nowhere to go.
It'll be Jasmine Hollins to bring it up the floor here for Winchester Thurston. 12-10 lead, opening moments of this second quarter. Hollins up top, floats a pass down low to Cochran, off the glass, she's going to be fouled. Shot doesn't go, but another foul against Wingard on Cochran. She'll go to the line for two.
But look at that entry pass there. That was from the top of the key, over the top, with her down on a block. The type of play you typically don't want to make, but
right.
She was able to get to it.
Cochran cannot make the first. She's 0-for-3 now from the free throw line. And now Wingard's going to come out. Roseanne's checks in. We have and we'll have to get confirmation on this when we get a chance. There's a number 21 on the floor for Chartiers Houston that we do not have on our roster. Cochran makes one of two and extends the lead to three here for Winchester Thurston.
I don't expect to see Wingard off the floor for too long, so they need their length and athletic ability in there.
Rozance up top goes to Kolovich on the right wing. Kolovich trying to back in now, takes the three. Short, well short. Cochran comes away with it. Cochran with the speed up to the glass and in. Deshae Cochran making her presence known more and more as the game goes on. 15-10 Bears.
Yeah, typically you expect a pass on that, but she just blew right by the defense. That's looking, a nice move, nice step through.
Mackenzie Walsh looking for a pass, didn't find it, found the opening with the glass and lays it in. Nice job by Walsh. Cochran on the other end, trying to get the answer. It rims out. Rozance with the rebound. And Chartiers Houston will bring it up the floor here with Mackenzie Walsh. Up ahead to Kolovich on the left wing. Kolovich drives into the paint, takes the jumper, and was fouled. Shot came up short on the rim, but it will be Ava Kolovich going to the line for two.
Yeah, suddenly the Winchester man doesn't seem as effective. Chartiers is not even really running their set now. They're able to turn the corner and just take it to the basket. Interesting to see if they make a change in their defense.
First shot up and good from Ava Kolovich. 2nd shot also good. Kolovich makes them both. And the lead is just one for Winchester Thurston, 15-14. Here's Hollins, now up top. She goes to Martise Williams. Brooklyn Hess, says Joe. Thank you, Joe Toscano. Brooklyn Hess, number 21 for Chartiers Houston. So we can have that corrected.
Joe Toscano coming through in the clutch there.
Absolutely, he is. Here's Rozance for Chartiers Houston. The Bucks could take the lead first time since it was 1-0 if they can make, but instead it's turnover out of bounds. It'll be Winchester Thurston basketball.
Chartiers coaching staff must have done a good job watching film there, because they're not really giving Hollins any looks here, because, you know, from what I saw, you just don't want her to get a chance to square up, and she is not at this point.
Cochran here on the left side now, looking to pass. Now she puts it on the deck, goes inside. That's Williams underneath, can't get the shot to go. Rebound, though, for Hollins. That putback doesn't go. Rebound for Williams, and Martise Williams has her first bucket off the bench.
A little bit of bully ball there. They just sort of pounded away at it there with their size.
Lead is three for Winchester Thurston, 17-14. Rozance goes up top to Kolovich, defended there by Cooper. Gets around her into the paint. Kolovich hits the jumper.
Yeah, Chartiers is driving that middle gap there at will.
Pass into the paint to Cochran. She's up among three defenders. Can't get the shot to go, but she was fouled. Cochran's going to go to the line for the third time. And actually, as she goes to the line, we're going to step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Cochran makes them both from the free throw line. Extends the lead back to three, 19-16 in favor of the Bears. There's Sophie Pallone. And Rozance on the right wing, up top to Kolovich, defended by Cochran. Kolovich on the dribble. Kolovich dribbles in, runs into Cochran, stripped from behind by Kaufman, and now Cochran comes away with a loose ball. One more pass to Cooper, and a great defensive play, but the ball still ends up in the hands of Aaliyah Cooper for the bucket. That was Hess getting back defensively to prevent the first shot, but the ball still ended up in the hands of Cooper for the bucket. And now it's Hess on the offensive end getting the jump shot no good off the rim. Rebound was pulled in. And they say stepping on the baseline? No. Just out of bounds, last touched by Winchester Thurston. And we get a timeout taken.
And that's another possession there. We see once, and what turns it up the floor, it's hard to stop.
Coach Monacalvo wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take it as well here. It is 21-16 Winchester Thurston, 4:15 to play in the half on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Well, the Bucks will have the ball out of the timeout. First timeout we've seen taken tonight. And it'll be McKenzie Walls to inbound here for Chartiers Houston. Down 5, 21-16 here in the second quarter. Goes into the right corner to Kolovich. Kolovich dribbles back out beyond the arc. Pass inside. Shot up no good from Walsh. Got her own rebound and then kicked it out. Pallone going to try the three. Too strong off the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Hollins. Hollins tried to spin and was stripped of the basketball. Good defense there by Ava Kolovich.
Yeah, Kolovich played a great game tonight. Does a great job playmaking here on this side of the floor.
Kolovich defended by Cochran on the dribble here. Looking for an outlet now as she stopped her dribble. Tries to go into the paint to Roseanne. They're going to say last touch by Williams out of bounds. It'll stay with Chartiers Houston.
Wasn't a great place to pick up the dribble there. She was sort of stuck with nothing. Luckily, they get the ball back.
Inbounds play here. Trouble finding, but into Roseanne from Walsh. Now around on the right wing to Pallone. Up top now it goes. And this is Hess going left side to Kolovich. Bounce pass Roseanne. Back out to Kolovich right at the free throw line. Dribbling in, tried to take it. Maybe took a step there, but able to get the scoop shot up. Doesn't go. Rebound by Hollins, and she traveled with it. So right back over to the Bucks it goes. Score remains 21-16, 3:20 to play here in the second.
That was good fortune for Chartiers because that was a fast break layup.
Walsh to inbound one once again for Chartiers. Goes up top to Hess. Left wing, it's Walsh. Pass is tipped into the hands of Cooper. Cooper going to take it one-on-one against Walsh, and she stuffs herself on the rim. Rebound is chased down by Kolovich. And they're going to call a carry on Ava Kolovich. It's going to turn it over to Winchester Thurston.
Yeah, I don't think she expected the two players to jump her that quick in the open floor and just took her by surprise, it looks like.
Kaufman to inbound, got it in. Hollins takes the quick shot off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose, eventually controlled by Cochran. Cochran up top to Kaufman now. Back to Cochran, left wing, three ball in the air, no good off the rim. Rebound for Hess. Chartiers Houston still down the five. Haven't seen any points in the last couple of minutes. 21-16. Winchester Thurston leads just over 2.5 to play before halftime.
Chartiers done a great job of keeping Hollins really out of the game there. I think that was their first shot attempt of the game.
Roseanne's lost the handle. It's into the hands of Hollins. Hollins all the way to the glass and in. And now we see Hollins get the bucket. And she's going to go to the line for a free throw for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Sometimes as a shooter you get that bucket like that, that sort of gets you stirring the rhythm,
right?
And then maybe the shots start to come to her a little easier.
23-16 the lead for Winchester Thurston, and Hollins goes to the line. And rims out the shot, no good. Rebound to Chartiers Houston with Roseanne and lost it out of bounds. Just lost the dribble off of Roseanne's. Was defended there tightly, but couldn't control, and out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Roseanne's. It goes to Winchester Thurston.
Well, Jason, at times I just think DeShay, her quickness there sort of just disrupts things.
Puts the pressure on the, yeah.
Yeah, yep. She comes at them so quick. You know, and I think that's what happened in that scenario there. You just don't expect anyone to show up that quick.
Kaufman to inbound. Throws it over the head of Cochran, but there's Hollins in the paint. The jumper doesn't go. Rebound is loose. Cochran had it for a moment. They're going to call a tie-up. Possession arrow favors Winchester Thurston.
You got a lot of fighting going on in the paint there. Both teams really going at it at the Winchester Thurston end.
Kaufman to Hollins. Back to Kaufman up top. Hands it off. It's Hollins. Just inside the paint. Jumper doesn't go. Rebound pulled in by Hess. And now Chartier Schuster finally finds an opening to bring it up the floor with Hess. Polovich now and goes over to Walsh. Top of the key. Walsh dribbling. Goes right side to Pallone. 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. It's a 7-point Winchester Thurston lead, 23-16. Pallone backs back out to reset. Drives in against Kaufman, works back out.
Again, Chartier showing some great patience against a pressure defense, not forcing anything, and then draw a foul.
Hess was driving in on the dribble, was fouled by Hollins. I have that as her second. Floor foul. It'll be a inbounds play here for Chartier Houston. They get it into Kolovich. Neither team in foul trouble. 3 against Chartier Houston, 2 against Winchester Thurston. Rosance, left side to Kolovich. Still over a minute to play before the half. Kolovich tried to weave her way through defenders all the way. Got the scoop shot up, but it doesn't go. And the rebound is last touched by Kolovich out of bounds. Winchester Thurston with possession and a 7-point lead. This 7-point lead, the largest of the game at 23-16. Hollins right side to Cochran. Kaufman now will dribble. Floats a pass to Cochran. Cochran defended there by Kolovich. Tried to pass back outside to Cooper and missed the mark. It's out of bounds. It'll be Chartiers Houston basketball.
Chartiers did a great job of surrounding her that time. Kept her from taking that ball up, and when she tried to kick it out, she just threw it out of bounds.
Substitution. Wingard coming back into the ballgame. She missed some time with a little bit of foul trouble for Wingard. Had 2 early fouls.
You might see an offense-defense substitution here, trying to get a bucket from her and then maybe getting her back out again.
40 seconds to go. Kolovich driving in. Now works back out a little bit. Hands it off there. Open look for Walsh from 3. No good. Rebound is pulled in by Kaufman for Winchester Thurston. Lead pass up ahead, not long enough as Kolovich picks it off. Coming back the other way. At midcourt, it's Walsh. 25 seconds to go. Walsh dribbling into the paint a little wildly. Lost it, but got it. Flicked it enough to get it to Pallone. Now Pallone on the dribble. Is stripped away by Cochran. Cochran across midcourt now. Tries to step through the paint, and we're going to get a blocking foul against Chartiers Houston. It should be on the floor.
You would think. I'm kind of surprised at the call because this last 20 seconds.
They're calling that a shooting foul.
Wow. What do you think on that one, Jason?
I don't think she was in the act of shooting. I don't think so.
The rules have changed.
And I feel better that the coach agrees with me.
Yeah, well, they changed it up this year. And there's a little more of a NBA-like in the process of shooting.
Right.
They say it's not the same, but that sort of looked like an NBA.
Yeah.
And because she had not started the act of shooting in my mind.
Cochran hits the first, misses the second. Lead is now 8. Chartier Houston with one last gasp before the half here. Pallone going to try the 3 at the buzzer. No good.
Almost.
And the first half comes to a close with the Winchester Thurston Bears leading Chartiers Houston 24-16 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together.
W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Halftime here at the AHN Arena, Peters Township, Jason Tennant, Eugene Briggs with you. And, Coach, that was a half where you saw Chartiers kind of stay with them in the first quarter, 12-10. Still not a blowout by any means, but you saw Winchester Thurston kind of take a little more control in that second quarter. Only 6 points for Chartiers Houston in the second quarter and only 2 field goals.
Yeah, you start to see that pace and – you know, some of the quickness sort of disrupting them a little bit. The first quarter did a great job of staying with their stuff and being real methodical, getting good shots. But the pace quickening up made it a little tougher to get a good look.
Leading scorer so far in the ball game, only scorer in double figures is DeShay Cochran. She has 10. 6 points for Hollins, 4 points for Cooper, 2 each for Coffin and Williams for the Winchester Thurston Bears. On the other side, Chartiers Houston, not a lot of scoring to speak of with only the 16 points. They do have 7 points from Ava Kolovich. She seemed to be the one who's had a little bit of the offensive touch tonight.
Yeah, she did.
And defensive, for that matter.
Yeah, she did a great job there creating things for them. But, you know, again, as this game goes on, and the quickness will start cutting those drives off, and it makes it kind of tough. I did want to mention, you know, this facility here is, like, fantastic.
Oh, isn't it,
though?
It's,
you know, like, it's practical, it's comfortable.
Right.
There's room to play, room to watch, room to relax. They did a great job when
we would work every game here. We love working here.
We're actually sitting in chairs.
Yes, yes. Oh, we can't speak highly enough of what they did here at Peters Township and the AHN Arena, and it's a great atmosphere.
Yes,
and it's a perfect size for the big games, too, because you can fill the bleachers, and it's a really, really great facility. I'm glad you mentioned that, Eugene, as well. Yeah. Want to remind you the other semifinal tonight, the Shannock and Rochester taking place at North Allegheny High School, and the winner of this game will face the winner of the Shannock and Rochester in the championship game, the 2A championship game, on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Peterson Event Center in Pittsburgh. Do need to let you know this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience and viewing audience when we have our viewing rights. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Yeah, we do not have the NFHS video rights tonight. That went to our friend from MVI Sports. That is Alex Lyons across the way carrying the video for you on NFHS. We're happy to be with you on the radio side. Bob and crew are at Mount Lebanon tonight for a doubleheader. Mount Lebanon, the Canamac girls playing in the first game and the Thomas Jefferson boys playing in the second game, and they'll have that doubleheader for you on both on WJPA.com and video on the NFHS network. Here is 24-16 Winchester Thurston with the lead at the half. We'll be back. Second half action coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
The Chartier Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best on this 2026 playoff run. Softball team is getting ready to chase another WPIL title. The football and boys basketball teams enjoy playoff seasons and appreciate the support of the entire Chartier Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers to support all of the booster clubs. And let's go Bucks! Both teams out taking care of warm-ups here. I do have a correction to make in the scoring. Cochran with 12 points. I credited one of her baskets to Leah Cooper, who has two on the night, and Cochran with 12 points through the first quarter. She's still the only player in double figures with those 12.
You know, something happened a couple years ago when they started. They brought back a consolation bracket and
right.
Play-in games. So when you look at a game like tonight, as a coach, what's nice, even if you lose, you get to play again to help yourself stay sharp for the state playoffs. In the past, you know, when I was coaching and you'd lose in the Whippeel, then you're trying to find a way to stay sharp for the week or 10 days. This way you get to play a lot of basketball and
right.
Stay sharp. I mean, you can play an additional three or four games. 2 years ago, we played 30 basketball games.
Yeah,
but it's at the end of the season, it's nice to do that because practice sort of gets old, and it's a great way to stay sharp.
And that's a great point because when these, you know, the championship game is not until Saturday, for the loser, you will have that one more consolation game. The state playoffs won't start for another week until the following weekend, so it is a great way to be able to try to keep the players sharp. Chartier Houston with a loser of this game. We'll play the loser of the Rochester-Neshanna game for a third-place match. Now, everybody's already in. They're taking top seven to the state playoffs out of this bracket, and they're in the consolation bracket right now deciding. In fact, tomorrow night, Bergenstown will have a chance to get into the state playoffs. One last shot at it, the seventh-place game against Laurel. Fort Terry clinched their spot last night, getting themselves into the top six.
But then they get to play again Wednesday to
right.
Try to play for the fifth spot.
Exactly.
And again, it's really a great way to keep things going. You know, I know there's one season, I think we took 10 days between games, and that's almost like a different season when you take that much time off.
Yeah, for sure. The that game we're speaking of, the third place game, will be played on Thursday, by the way. Thursday, 7 o'clock, and it would just be at the higher seeded teams being the host site. We're ready to go here for second half action. Sharpshooters Houston will start with possession, down 8 points. Need to get off to a good start here in the second half. We'll start with Mackenzie Walsh bringing the ball up the floor. Walsh on the dribble goes right side. Has some room there with Kaufman. Now tried to pass down to Kolovich. It goes off of Kaufman out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Bucks.
Slightly different approach to the offense with Walsh sort of pulling the trigger on the offense to see if they stay with that.
Now, Wingard didn't see a lot of action in the second quarter. She's out back out here for the second half. I'm sure that will be a boost to the offense for Chartiers Houston as well. Kolovich on the dribble trying to get around Cooper, trying to go down low to Roseanne's. Ball loose, picked up by Walsh at the free throw line and worked out to Kolovich on the right wing. Pass to Walsh. Back out to Kolovich. Thought about a long three, little head fake. And now Wingard up top. Wingard dribbling around all the way to the glass and gets the bounce. Nice. Wingard for the bucket.
Yep, nice left-handed finish. Nice take to the hole. She did. Gives him a big spark there with her offense.
Cooper at the elbow, dribbling in against Roseanne's, puts up the off-balance shot, no good. It's into the hands of Wingard. She was losing her balance on the baseline and was able to get it to Kolovich to keep possession, and now it is Walsh to bring up the floor.
In regular season, there probably would have been a foul called on that play. That is the difference in the way these games are played and officiated.
24-18 the score. Kolovich on the dribble, hands it off to Wingard. Wingard driving it against Cochran. Takes a... not an open look. Tried to get a shot away. It was tipped by Cochran and into the hands of Kaufman here for Winchester Thurston. She's going to step up for a three. No good. Rebound is pulled in by Cooper, but stolen away by Wingard. And now in traffic, they're going to call a foul against Kaufman. Second foul against Kaufman tonight.
Just in these first 2 minutes, the offense looks a lot different with Wingard in there. That, you know, gives them another option
right
there. They don't look quite as panicky to find a shot.
Again, it is Walsh to bring it up the floor. It goes to Roseanne's right wing. Up top, she finds Kolovich. Kolovich running the point. Driving in against Kaufman. Kicked it out to Wingard, but threw her hands out of bounds. I don't know the Wingard was expecting that pass. It didn't look like it. It went right through her hands.
That's one of those plays where you're stuck and you're just trying to find someone, and she obviously wasn't ready for that.
Cochran left wing up top to Kaufman. Now she goes back to Cochran in the paint. Splits a couple of defenders. Couldn't get to the shot, though. And now on the baseline works it to Kaufman. Driving in here this time is Cooper through the paint. No good. Rebound. Got her own rebound. Putback doesn't go. Williams now with a chance for Winchester Thurston, and she is fouled. And that will put Martise Williams at the line for two.
I have to credit Chartier's defense tonight. You know, the last game when I saw Winchester Thurston, they just couldn't. They just got every outside shot they wanted made every shot tonight. They're not getting really any clean looks. So kudos to Chartiers on their defense.
Williams misses the first. 24-18 the score. Second shot from Williams. Rims off the rim as well. And the rebound to Kolovich. 2.5 minutes already gone in this quarter. Just the one field goal from Wingard, the only points.
And again, this is sort of the pace that Chargers would like. You know, make this a half-court game. Don't allow Winchester into the transition.
We get a foul on the floor here. Martise Williams guilty of the foul. I wish we had a better numerical roster for Chartiers Houston, because we now have another unidentified player in the ball game. Long three taken and drained by Mackenzie Walsh. And that has cut the lead to three, 24-21. Kaufman on the other end here for Winchester Thurston, up to Williams. Williams works it to Cooper. And a three taken here by Cochran off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Kaufman. And now Cochran with another shot just inside the free throw line. That doesn't go. Chase down her own rebound. And she'll work it out to Cooper. Cooper on the dribble. Leaves it for Cochran again. Cochran looking for an outlet. Goes to Williams just beyond the free throw line. Shot doesn't go. Rebound comes to Pallone. Chartiers Houston with the ball down three. Kolovich on the dribble. Leaves it up top. Work around left corner here to Pallone. Now wing guard controls. Pallone on the left wing. Dribbling against Cooper. Wing guard drives in. Backs in against Kaufman. Gets the shot off the glass. Can't get it to roll. Could have been a chance at a three-point play, but she'll go to the line for two. Allie Wingard.
Nice strong move inside there, and it's an interesting matchup. I'm surprised they don't have Cochran defending her because she's sort of overmatched against the player that she's playing against.
That's Kaufman, and that's her third foul. Yeah. And a friendly bounce for Wingard as she high bounce off the rim, but it still goes through. Cuts the lead to two, 24-22, halfway through this third quarter. Second shot from Wingard, no good. Rebound Cochran. Stays a two-point Winchester Thurston lead. Hollins going to try the jumper, and she'll hit it. Clean shot there from Jasmine Hollins.
That's the first time she really looked like I saw it in the last game, where she really had a smooth stroke and a nice look there. Again, that's the defense, you know.
Bounce pass inside, a little trouble for Kolovich. Was able to finally corral it, and Kolovich finishes with the play off the glass and a timeout taken by Winchester Thurston. It is a two-point lead for the Bears of Winchester Thurston, 26-24, 3:29 to play, third quarter, here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Deloney Williams is the unidentified player that for Chartiers Houston that came in to the ball game here a couple of minutes ago and is still on the floor as we come out of the timeout. Want to make sure we get everybody identified here. She's a freshman on this Chartiers Houston team. Winchester Thurston with the basketball and a two-point lead. 3.5 to play, and the pass goes right through the hands of Riley Tardy out of bounds. It'll be Chartiers Houston ball with a chance to tie or go ahead.
And the pressure worked on that possession, but I don't know if I actually want to, you know, force the tempo of this game to be quicker because that sort of plays. Oh, nice job.
Walsh with a scoop shot and score. That was that Walsh or Pallone? Or, I mean, excuse me, Kolovich. I think it was Walsh. 26-26. Here's Cochran trying to answer on the other side. Doesn't go. Rebound out to Kaufman. Kaufman trying to go back to Cochran. Stripped away by Kolovich. Chartiers Houston tie ball game with possession. Walsh goes right wing. Up top it's Kolovich. Backing in here. Kolovich in the paint. Tries to get the shot away. She'll be fouled. Kolovich going to go to the line for a couple of free throws to give Chartiers Houston the lead.
I can't help but as a coach watch this and just think, I'm wondering why Winchester doesn't try a little zone there because they're sort of getting broken down one-on-one just about every possession here in this third quarter.
Kolovich hits the bucket. the first, and that is the first lead Chartiers Houston has had since 1-0. Can't get the second to go, and the rebound comes to Kaufman for Winchester Thurston. 27-26, Bucks with the lead. Tardy looks up to Kaufman. Cochran has an open look from three. Rims out, no good. Rebound underneath for Hollins. The putback goes for Jasmine Hollins, and the Bears back in front by one, 28-27.
That's a great offensive rebound. Really strong putback.
On the dribble, kind of lost the dribble. Wildly got it to Wingard. Wingard kept it alive to Kolovich at the free throw line. Scoop shot from Kolovich doesn't go. Wingard fighting for the rebound and a tie-up with Cooper. Held ball, and that will be Winchester Thurston basketball via the possession arrow.
Things are getting a little physical, a little rough right now.
They are.
Here. The play's getting kind of rough and tumble.
Kaufman on the dribble, pass up ahead through traffic to Cochran, stripped behind.
That was a bucket there without that poke away. And that's number two. I'm not sure who that was.
I'm not sure who that is. Our roster's not very complete here. Shot up and good from Hollins.
She's starting to heat up a little bit.
6 points from Hollins this third quarter. 30-27. Winchester Thurston back in front by three. Pass to Kolovich at the free throw line goes to Williams right wing. She'll drive in. Now kick it back out to Kolovich. Kolovich turning to the shot. Not an easy clear shot. Can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Cochran. Up ahead, it's Hollins. Hollins leaves it for Kaufman, and Cochran will try the straightaway three. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound, Chartiers Houston.
She had a nice drive to the bucket that time. He settled for a three.
Timeout going to be called here by the Bucks. 1:07 to play in the third. It is a 3-point Winchester Thurston lead, 30-27, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Out of the timeout, Chartiers Houston with the basketball. Missed shot by Kolovich. Wingard to the glass, and she is fouled. Allie Wingard going to go to the line for two free throws here with under a minute to play in this third quarter. Grace Littlecott, by the way, had the nice defensive play and rebound earlier this quarter.
I wonder if Winchester will pick up on these moves by Kolovich. She gets in the lane, goes left, pivots, turns back to right, lays it in. It's worked time and time again.
Wingard makes the first, misses the second. And the Bucks are down two, 30-28. Final minute of the third quarter. Nearly picked off there by Walsh, but kept alive by Hollins, and a foul as Hollins tries to go up with the shot. Jasmine Hollins going to go to the line for two.
Nice strong move to the bucket on her part there. Again, I saw her as much more as a shooter the last game, but she's showing the ability to put it on the floor and get there.
That was Wingard's third foul as Hollins makes the first of two.
Yeah.
Second nice shot is up and good. She's got eight this quarter. Jasmine Hollins, and the lead is now four for Winchester Thurston.
Winchester picking up like three-quarter court here, trying to, you know, speed Chartiers up, take him out of that half court maybe.
Williams for Chartiers Houston hands it off to Hess. Hess going to try the shot off the rim. No good. Got her own rebound and is able to get it back out to Williams. She'll drive into the paint. Float a shot off the front rim. No good. Rebound Hollins. Pass ahead. Got it to Cochran. Cochran off the glass and in. Great athletic play by Deshae Cochran.
That's the type of thing you can't really deal with. I know you can't see that out there on your watches. They threw this over top. She made this athletic grab and finish in traffic that you just don't see very often.
Cochran to try to convert a three-point play here and open up another seven-point lead, but she can't get the free throw to go. Cooper got the offensive rebound, though. Two shots at it. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose and eventually controlled by Tardy. Here's Hollins. Can't get the shot to go. Cochran with a follow, and she got it.
That athletic ability started to take hold a little bit.
Final seconds of the third quarter. It's an eight-point lead for Winchester Thurston. Wild shot put up, no good. Wingard with a chance to score at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. And at the end of three, all of a sudden, Winchester Thurston leads by eight. 36-28 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet, and you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Jason Tennant, Eugene Briggs with you here from the AHN Arena, Peters Township. And Eugene, it was an eight-point lead at halftime for Winchester Thurston. Chartiers Houston actually had the lead in that third quarter briefly, but we're right back where we were at the half. And another eight-point lead for Winchester Thurston after a 12-12 third quarter.
Again, tempo play. As soon as you pick this up a little bit, the speed and athleticism of Winchester Thurston, especially number 24, Cochran, it's hard to deal with. See if they can get patient, just take their time getting back in this. Nice pick.
Hess going to drive in. She'll be fouled. And that's going to put Brooklyn Hess at the line here for Chartiers Houston. Hess to shoot two. And the first is up and good. Rattles it home. First point off the bench for Chartiers Houston. And the second free throw also.
Nice touch on both of those.
6-point game, 36-30. Cochran up ahead to Kaufman. Kaufman with the dribble. Coming back defensively is Kolovich. Up top, it's going to be a shot from Cooper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is tracked down by Hess. Kenzie Walsh to bring it up the floor here for the Bucks. Now Williams finds Wingard. Didn't have the handle initially. Was able to gain control as she got to the rim. Put it in off the glass. Allie Wingard. Inbounds pass back out of bounds. It'll be with Winchester Thurston. It's back to just a four-point deficit for the Bucks. Hollins on the inbounds pass. Looked like she carried it. Nothing called. Chartiers Houston fans wanted the call for sure. Cooper at the elbow finds Tardy. Tried to get it through to Cochran. She kicked it over to Williams. Now Williams wildly passes into open space. Kaufman picked up a loose ball. And now finally it is corralled by Kaufman, but they say a jump ball as...
Looks a little bit more like soccer here.
That was herky-jerky, was it not?
Jeez, ball was on the floor much more than in the air there for 30 seconds.
Good job by Hess to tie up with Cooper there just to get the jump ball, but it will stay with Winchester Thurston on the possession arrow. Behind the back dribble there for Hollins. Got it to Cochran, split a couple of defenders. Oh, my goodness, right to the glass and in.
Great step through move. Just made that look way too easy. Looked like there was nothing there.
Right. Lead is six, 38-32. 6.5 to play in regulation. Williams on the drive. Got around the defender, but the shot did not go. Got her own rebound. Kicked it out to Hess. Now Wingard with it along the baseline. Williams again. Steps back and gives it to Kolovich. Wide open look from the left wing. No good. Rebound, though, for Wingard as he lost the handle. Now she tries to pick it up. Hollins picks it up for Winchester Thurston and got it to Kaufman. Up ahead to Cochran. In the paint, she's going to be held up. And they're going to call, oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Winchester Thurston thought they had a foul coming, but it's a jump ball, and Chartiers Houston has possession.
Yeah, I thought we were getting a foul.
I did too.
She did a great job of splitting. A good defense to tie her up.
The lead for the Bears is 6, 38-32. 6 minutes to play here in regulation. Wide open is Hess on the right wing. She'll dribble against Kaufman. Great job defensively here for Cooper to step in front of the pass. Takes all the way to the glass. It does not go, and the rebound is lost. Last touched out of bounds by Chartiers Houston. It'll stay with the Bears.
Yeah, great anticipation on Cooper's part. Just jumped that pass and just couldn't complete the layup at the other end.
Nice inbounds pass. Play. Cochran wide open. Got smacked there by Wingard. Nothing called. Wingard is able to come up with a rebound here, but lost the handle. Cooper has it. Back to Cochran. Tries to go down low. That's picked off by Williams. And now Wingard sends it up looking for Kolovich. That's picked off by Cochran. Cochran coming the other way. And she lost the handle. Loose ball going to be picked up here by Walsh. My goodness. And now, can we settle down? We'll see. Walsh comes across midcourt. Feeds it to Hess on the right wing. And Brooklyn Hess on the dribble. Finds the lane. Finds Kolovich open. Kolovich kicks it out to Williams. Wide open look from three. Doesn't go. Rebound underneath. Was initially controlled by Hess, I think, but lost the handle to Cooper. And now Winchester Thurston has the basketball. Cooper going to try the three from the left wing. Misses wildly off the glass. Rebound to Kolovich.
Some wild couple minutes here. Not too many good shots taken.
No. Or passes, for that matter.
Well, let's just attribute that to outstanding defense.
Yes. Hess falling away. Gets the shot to go. Not the shot that the coach would have drawn up. Yeah. But Hess gets the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah, she made that stand on her head.
Yeah. Timeout taken by Winchester Thurston. It's a four-point lead, 38-32 in favor of the Bears with 4:29 to play here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best on this 2026 playoff run. Softball team is getting ready to chase another WPIL title. Football and boys basketball teams enjoyed playoff seasons and appreciate the support of the entire Chartiers Houston community. Keep your eyes out for upcoming fundraisers to support all of the booster clubs. And let's go Bucks. Coming down to the wire here, 4.5 minutes to play, and a four-point Winchester Thurston lead with the basketball. Cochran finds Cooper going to the glass. She is fouled, and Cooper's going to go to the line for two. Walsh was called for the foul.
You know, it becomes a tough situation right now for Coach Buonocalvo. They extend their defense and trap a little bit, which is what you want to do when you're behind. But the problem is Winchester Thurston, that sort of creates a little one-on-one opportunities where that's where they're sort of at their best. So just hope the defense works for you.
Aaliyah Cooper hits the first and hits the second. Only the second foul to Mackenzie Walsh in the ballgame. But note those two free throws back to a six-point Winchester Thurston lead. Here's Hess on the dribble, leaves it for Kolovich. Kolovich backs in against Cooper. And now back outside the arc to Hess. Hess is just stripped from behind by Cooper. Ball into the backcourt, but certainly last touched by Winchester Thurston. And as Cooper tried to save it on the boundary, it was out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bucks.
Good hustle play on both teams there.
Kolovich to inbound. And works it to Walsh. Now Hess, right side. Goes to Kolovich, right at the free throw line. She'll back out. Hess again on the right side. Starts here, Houston down six with the basketball. Allie Wingard up top. A spot in the WVAL championship game on the line here tonight at Peters Township. Williams dribbles in. Free throw line, hands it off to Hess. She'll drive in the paint, get the shot up. Doesn't go. Rebound, Cochran for Winchester Thurston. And now Kaufman will slowly bring it up the floor.
And where did she come out of nowhere to get that rebound there? I'd love to see Winchester maybe slow this possession down a little bit.
Right. 6-point lead with 3 minutes to play. Cooper.
Cooper looks good out there. Good patience.
Cochran on the dribble now, right wing. Stops the dribble in the corner, defended by Williams, tried to feed it into Martise Williams, and a battle for a loose ball on the boundary. It goes out of bounds off of Winchester Thurston. It'll be Chartiers Houston basketball, 2:51 to play, down six.
Do not take the ball to the corner. That's what happens when you go there.
Kolovich bringing the ball up slowly here for Chartiers Houston. Inside to Williams, against Williams. Back out to Kolovich. Kolovich finds a lane into the paint, off the glass, can't get it to fall. Rebound, though, into the hands of Wingard. Her putback doesn't go. And now the rebound initially controlled by Martise Williams. And then Kolovich came in. I don't know if Kolovich was out of bounds when she touched that.
Must have been.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
Otherwise, that would have been a jump ball.
Going to be Winchester Thurston basketball. Up ahead to Cooper.
And there's. Good decision.
And now a shot taken by Hollins, and that is true. Jasmine Hollins. And the lead back to eight here for Winchester Thurston.
Such a smooth stroke there. If she gets that open look, she's trouble.
Here's Walsh outside to Williams. She'll drive in, lost the handle. Cochran coming the other way. One-on-one as he gets past Wingard off the glass. Doesn't get the bucket, but she will go to the line. With free throws coming, the foul charged to Allie Wingard. And with those free throws coming, we'll step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Cochran makes them both, and the lead is now 10 for Winchester Thurston, and we get a quick timeout taken by Laura Monacalvo as her team finds themselves down 10 with 1:52 to play. 44-34 in favor of Winchester Thurston here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
1:52 to play here from Peters Township in a 10-point Winchester Thurston lead.
I think they're going to look for a nice back cut.
And Kolovich can't get the shot. Actually, twice they go off the bottom of the glass from Kolovich and then from Walsh. Now a three ball taken by Pallone high off the rim. Rebound is going to be controlled by Williams. And is she tied up for a jump ball? Yes, that is the call. Well, they're going to discuss it, actually.
Again, that was a volleyball line three-pointer. She was deep.
Right,
it was on, it was on line, not far off.
Officials are discussing this whistle. The one was signaling for a jump ball.
Long discussion for that.
And they are going to get a foul. They call it a technical foul? Is that what she said? Yeah, technical foul against Williams. Martise Williams get a tip with a technical foul.
I think they're saying she threw an elbow.
Maybe. So it's two free throws here for Chartiers Houston, and they will have the basketball as well. And I believe this is Walsh taking these free throws. It is indeed. She makes them both. So the lead is 8 now, 44-36, and Chartiers Houston will have the basketball.
If there is, I don't think I saw a deliberate elbow, but you do have to protect the players.
Well, there was a long discussion, so
yeah.
Somebody saw something, apparently.
Yeah.
And, yep, I saw it myself. Walsh dribbled that and got one step on the wrong side of the mid-stripe there into the backcourt.
I would look a little bit of a delay game here for the rest of the game. They're just going to the foul line on the part of Winchester.
Yeah, just a mental gaffe there as she took it. Now we get a foul right off the inbounds play by Walsh on Jasmine Hollins.
And it's a shame without the foul. She probably went over and back.
Right. Could have had an over and back to answer the other over and back,
yeah.
But it was a foul against Walsh, so Winchester Thurston will have the basketball. Third foul against Chartiers Houston, so still another one to give before we see bonus free throws into the backcourt to Jasmine Hollins. She'll dribble against Walsh. Hand it off to Cooper. Cooper comes right side to Kaufman.
Yeah, they're not even looking for a shot here.
Cochran on the right wing. Dribbles back out and leaves it for Kaufman. Kaufman on the dribble, hands it now to Hollins again. Outside to Cochran on the left wing. And now finds Hollins cutting toward the basket, gets the friendly bounce off the glass, and Hollins with another bucket, 1 minute to play, and a 10-point Winchester Thurston lead, 46-36.
Yeah, great patience on their part this time. In Chartiers, you had to be a little bit aggressive there and just got that little opening there on the back cut, easy layup.
Stripped of the basketball on her way to the rim was Walsh. Williams comes away, feeds it to Cochran, pass up ahead to Kaufman,
nice.
And she'll just pull back away. No shot taken.
Very good decision on her part there.
And now Winchester Thurston looking to run more clock. 30 seconds to play and a 10-point lead. Kaufman back up top to Jasmine Hollins and across to Cochran it goes. Inside to Williams, and she'll be fouled. That'll be the fourth team foul, so still no free throws yet. But the next foul would result, but now you're down to just 20 seconds remaining.
Yeah, probably needed to get a quick foul to have that option of stopping the clock.
Let a lot of time run off in those last two possessions,
yeah,
for sure.
For sure. And nice cut to the basket.
And we get a foul against Chartiers Houston on the bucket from Hollins, and she's going to go to the line for a three-point play, and This will probably go down as feeling like a little bit of a tighter game than what the final score is going to look like.
Like many of the playoff games, you know, the last 2 minutes that score changes a little bit just out of desperation.
Right.
It was a, no matter what the score was tonight, it was a competitive game the whole way to this last minute or so.
Absolutely. And Hollins hits the bucket. It's now the largest lead of the night at 13 points, and a timeout is going to be taken here by Chartiers Houston. 15 seconds remain, 49-36 Winchester Thurston here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Well, it looks like this game not going to go the Bucks' way, but certainly the support of the Chartiers Houston softball boosters, football boosters, and boys basketball boosters, wishing the Lady Bucks the very best on this 2026 playoff run that will include state playoffs as well. Softball team getting ready to chase another WPL title. Football and boys basketball teams enjoy playoff seasons, appreciating the support of the entire Chartiers Houston community. Keep your eye out for some fundraising opportunities from the booster clubs, and let's go Bucks. Final seconds here, ticking away. Kolovich on the dribble, and a last-second shot taken by Walsh, no good. Winchester Thurston will head on to the WPIL championship game at the Pete. Final score, 49-36, as they defeat the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. We'll come back and recap it for you here next on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, disappointing end of the ball game for the Chartiers Houston Lady Bucks as they drop this one 49-36 to the Winchester Thurston Bears. And we said the game may look a little, the final score may look a little more lopsided than what that game felt. It really felt like, you know, it was a tight ball game really throughout, Eugene Briggs.
Yeah, you'd get to an 8-point lead, but with good teams, an 8-point lead's nothing. And then it would get back to tied or up one and back and forth. And the one thing you see when you get to this level, I mean, Chartiers more of a half-court team, Winchester Thurston transition, but tonight you saw them doing both.
Yeah.
At different points in time, looking good either way. So, I mean, both teams did a great job, and hopefully they get some wins at the state level, too. Of course, Winchester has their hands full in the finals there with Neshanic, pretty strong team.
Yeah, absolutely. Neshanic will be a tough opponent, certainly. But, you know, it's just such a thrill to play in the semifinal game and have a shot to go to the Pete. And Winchester Thurston, of course, will have that opportunity. Meanwhile, Chartiers Houston, like we talked about earlier, not done by any stretch. They will play in a third place game coming up on Thursday against the loser of Neshanic. And do we I don't think we have a final score for that, do we? I don't think I've seen one. Let me see if I can find. Do have a local score that many might be interested in. Canamac is going to the Pete. They were victorious tonight, 47-42, that final. So,
well, good job, Lady Max.
The Lady Max.
It's been a while since they've been there. I'm not sure when that would have been.
Onto the Peterson Event Center. So, as I was saying, Chartiers Houston will play the loser of Neshanic and Rochester in a third-place game. And then the state playoffs are, of course, forthcoming as well for Chartiers Houston. Boys game coming up next. I think earlier I said Elizabeth Ford. I got that all confused. Chartiers Valley is the team that is here. The boys team, they're playing Moon in the second game of tonight's doubleheader here from the AHN Arena. But right now it's time to name our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, you talked, Eugene, before we came into this ballgame. You told me you've seen Winchester Thurston. You knew there was two players to watch. They both performed pretty well tonight. But we're going to give our player of the game to Deshae Cochran.
Yes. And her future is bright. I believe she's one declaring a note to Division II school in peace section is going to. Her athleticism just sort of makes a difference, like
stands
in this game
out
tonight.
Yeah.
So quick to the ball, just can make plays that no matter how well you counter it with defense, you just can't stay in front of her, stay with her. She's a terrific player.
She absolutely is. She had 18 points tonight and was kind of balanced throughout with her offense. Hollins did come on in that in the second half particularly. She had 8 points in the third quarter and 7 points in the fourth quarter. Didn't do a whole lot in the first half,
yeah,
did Jasmine Hollins, but she was making shots, and the shot that you said you were expecting to see from Jasmine Hollins was on display in that second half as well.
Yeah. Leading, one's a shooter, one's a player.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Leading scorer for Chartiers Houston tonight was Allie Wingard, and again, she had 11 points, but she was limited in her playing time in the early portion of that game due to some foul trouble. Tried to get back in, and actually, Chartiers Houston did have a lead in that third quarter. That evaporated quickly, and then the Winchester Thurston Bears kind of closed it out in that fourth quarter. And again, your final score, 49-36.
And I think the minutes Wingard missing didn't help Chargers either, because she was sort of the counter for that. So.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me tonight, Eugene.
Appreciate it. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
It's a good time. And again, the Chargers shoot the Buccaneers are on to the consolation, the third place game Thursday, and they will be into the PIAA state playoffs as well. Our broadcast of the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by the Chartiers Houston Softball Boosters, Football Boosters, and Boys Basketball Boosters, backing the Lady Bucks. The Washington Green Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And our broadcast tonight on the WJPA Sports Network here, audio only. And we will have video coverage of the Canamac ball game on the NFHS Network. Bob Gregg also has coverage. Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely from Mount Lebanon. They will have the Thomas Jefferson boys basketball team. You'll have that on WJPA Sports Network and video on the NFHS Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. And from partner Eugene Briggs, I'm Jason Tennis saying so long here from the AHN Arena as the Winchester Thurston Bears move on to the WPIAL Championship game on Saturday. One more time, your final score, Winchester Thurston 49, Chartiers Houston 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.